Welcome to Off-Road Spirituality, where we navigate and embrace the beauty in the chaos of the spiritual growth journey.
Okay, everyone, grab your keys. We're taking this off-road.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for our very first episode of Off-Road Spirituality Podcast.
Yay!
I'm Loria Tweedy. Yay! This is my co-host.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lisa Meckler. So happy to be here with you.
I know. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the sunshine today.
Yeah.
Yeah, just feeling really nice.
I'm stoked. I'm super excited to be recording our very first episode. So thank you to everyone out there joining us. We're so happy to have you.
Absolutely. So we wanted to take today to share with you a little bit about who we are and what we hope to bring to you on Off-Road Spirituality. So, Loria, do you want to get us started and let us know kind of how your path got you to this point?
Yes. How did we get here? So, I'm Loria Tweedy. I am an holistic energy healing practitioner in a number of modalities. And Lisa and I were talking about what's our background, what's our story. And mine really goes back to childhood. I was one of those little teeny kids who just was very in touch with the spirit world and the spiritual world. I was very aware of spirit or source or God or universal consciousness, whatever you want to call it, from as long as I can remember. I was always kind of involved in the whole angelic presence. I was always very aware of that. And I was one of those I see dead people kids, you know, who knew, like, I didn't know other, that wasn't like a thing for most people. And so I have been, you know, carrying around these gifts or abilities or, you know, whatever you want to call it throughout my life. They have certainly served me well when I have trusted in my intuition and empathic abilities and my psychic senses, et cetera. When I haven't trusted them, it hasn't worked out as well for me over the years.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I've just always had these crazy experiences and just, you know, that inner knowing that we hear so much about for so much of the time. I didn't fully appreciate, you know, who I was and who I have been on a, I would say on a spirit level until I was almost 40 years old. And my son was in a catastrophic accident when he was 16. And the important part of the story is he lived.
Yeah.
However, I saw him die in front of me. And that led me to having undiagnosed PTSD for about 18 months. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just knew something was wrong. And I was trying to cope in ways that were not so healthy because I didn't understand what I was trying to cope with.
Right.
And I also was so desperate for relief that I was seeking any type of healing or therapy or treatment I could find. And even going back to childhood, you know, I was always very much drawn to, you know, organic food and holistic homeopathic healing. And, you know, I was obsessed with near-death experiences and anything else that wasn't of the probably more common nature. And so at one point, I discovered the emotion code, which led me to the body code, which we'll talk about in more detail in other later episodes, but it led me to become a practitioner. And so we talk about how did you get here? Everyone has a story. You know, how did you end up working as a healer or a psychic or a medium or a yogi or a Reiki master? Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's how I ended up going into the field of energy healing because mm-hmm. of my background, but also because of my son's accident. And I became a belief code practitioner and later on working as a spectrum healing practitioner. So that's what I've been doing for well over a decade, is working with, you know, clients with trauma or physical ailments or, you know, depression, anxiety, you name it. I've mm-hmm. worked with people from all walks of life. And that is actually how Lisa and I knew each other. Lisa had come to me as a client and we just immediately bonded. And one day we'll tell the story of our first session because it really kind of foretold where we would end up in our relationship years later. So we will talk about how, I'll let Lisa talk about how our podcast came into being, but we would love to hear from you, Lisa. What is your background and how did you end up in the field of Reiki and yoga, et cetera?
Sure. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Laurie. I just want to, you know, acknowledge that, gosh, like as a fellow mom, I just can't even imagine. And also what a beautiful gift that came from that pain that you experienced, right? For you, for that, your own evolvement, like soul's evolvement, right? But also for everyone else that gets to benefit from the kindness, compassion, and gifts that you have that you share with the world. So
thank you.
I think it's important to name that.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not deflecting, talking about myself at all. No.
Because neither of us ever do that.
Right. Never. How are you, Loria? Fine. How are you? Fine. Okay, great.
Everything's good.
Yeah. Great. So, again, my name is Lisa Meckler. I am a yoga teacher, 500-hour trained yoga teacher, as well as prenatal yoga teacher and Reiki master. I grew up dancing, and I danced, you know, all through my childhood. And then when I was in graduate school, I was looking for some sort of physical activity to do. And there was conveniently a yoga studio a half a block from my apartment at the time. So really, yeah, convenient. It really, like, my yoga practice really started out as a physical exercise of convenience and very, very quickly turned into a spiritual path where I realized there was so much more to this practice than just the poses. You know, I started really evaluating my own internal dialogue and how I talked about myself and how I related to the world. And I started to just increase my level of compassion and like real understanding of our own interconnectedness with all energy, all beings across the universe. I felt in tune with that on a very deep soul level and finally kind of had this outlet in order to explore that a little bit more through my yoga practice. But, you know, coming from a dancing background, I was like, I want to learn how to do this practice right. Like, somebody tell me how to do it right, because I was a recovering perfectionist at the time. Still am. It's a work in progress. Yeah, so I went to training to learn all of that anatomy. Totally, I'm a total anatomy geek, and just continued to increase my depth of knowledge of just how rich this practice is. And then through that, you know, continued evolution, I actually went to Loria for the first time because of physical ailments that I was having. And, you know, I thought, oh, I need a body code session. I just heard about this. This sounds great. I found this person online who looks wonderful and I'll talk to her. And you know, very quickly did we realize I didn't need a body code session. I needed a belief code session. And yeah, we will talk all about that. But you know, Loria, as she explained, we just bonded. And as I continued my own practices, I turned to Reiki for help and started to realize just how powerful that practice is. And again, it it just reconfirmed for me the energy that exists in between all of us. And I thought, you know, this is a way I could also add on to yoga and my offerings for people to really help them on a physical level and an energetic level as well. So I became a Reiki, an angelic Reiki practitioner and then master, and continue to do all sorts of training. I'm jumping into a new HUNA training later this spring. So I'm super excited to continue my learning journey and share my findings with everyone here too, if we're interested.
Definitely interested.
Yeah. And so, you know, I, unlike you, Loria, like I didn't grow up seeing dead people. I really had to like hone my ability to tap back into this energy, which is ever present and available for anyone, right? But I needed to retrain myself because my conditioning was just so strong that I turned it off, you know? And so as I, you know, got more into Reiki and worked more with you, Loria, like I wanted, you know, we had all of these like really rich conversations about experiences and is this normal and what would you call this? And and I just wanted to turn on the mic and start recording and share these conversations with other people because this journey of healing and tapping into energy, and as we really begin to understand that there's so much more out there that we can connect to and understand outside of our own physical body, that the sum of those experiences can feel really lonely and isolating. And I wanted, like, you know, we wanted to start this podcast in order to help people understand just like the wide range of experiences that folks can have while on a spiritual journey. And that not everybody's experiences are going to be the same. And
nor their progress.
Nor
their progress.
Right. Progress or experiences, definitely not linear, not the same. And yet there are still so many similarities because energy is energy and we're not in it alone.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a really good point. That's the first thing when I have a new client, the very first thing I say is, everything is energy. Everything is physics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I will point out, when you meet someone, you never know what role they are going to play in your life when you first meet them.
Isn't that the truth?
And here is Lisa asking me about, I don't know, 10 months ago, hey, do you want to start a podcast with me? Hard yes. I don't even know what it's about. Absolutely. Let's do it. And I think the most important thing we want to convey is that our goal was from the start, we just want to help people in any way we can. And we want this to be the most raw, real, transparent, honest, vulnerable conversation we can have. And I have found with me, when I work with other practitioners, the more honest they are with me, the more vulnerable that they are with me, the safer I feel, because I feel less alone. Like you were saying, this spiritual growth journey can be isolating. We can feel alone. And we want everyone out there to feel like they're part of something, that they're part of a community and have this unconditional support. You are not alone. You don't have to do this by yourself.
Right.
We don't want anyone to ever feel that feeling of despair, you know? And so, you know, we were thinking about, and our wonderful producer who has given us just so much valuable input and guidance, you know, the question was, what will people get out of this? And the first thing I thought of, you know, Lisa and I've talked about, well, this could be for other practitioners, healers, light workers, you know, anyone who works in the metaphysical field. But we also want it to be for people who've never thought about spirituality or a relationship to the divine or, you know, spiritual or energetic healing. And my example has been, every time, I want this to be for let's say the guy, the husband whose wife just filed for divorce, and maybe he just got laid off of his job. Maybe one of his parents just died, or he's having a physical ailment, you know, or the woman who, like you were talking about, you've used this example, Lisa, someone who just maybe is at a point in their life, they're at a crossroads and they're trying to just understand the meaning of their life. I've been there. We want this to be for the person who's going through the dark night of the soul and doesn't even know what that means or what it is. That's what happened to me. You know, where do I go? Where do I turn? We wanted to make this so accessible for the most seasoned practitioner or light worker or, you know, psychic medium, fill in the blank, or even life coach or therapist, to the person who is saying, I need something. I don't know what it is. I don't know where to start, but I know I need help. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to just cover a wide range of topics. We'll be talking just the two of us. We have interviews with authors and coaches and experts and near-death survivors and just people that are relatable that can maybe answer some of the questions people out there have.
Right. Yeah. And I want to double down on what you said too, Lori, is like these conversations, they're going to be raw. They're going to be real. Like you might've just heard my dog bark in the background. Like this is just life. We do not have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. You know, and Lori, you mentioned we had this idea to start this podcast 10 months ago. Yeah. It took some work to get here, but also both of us had really considerable roadblocks in our lives between when we thought about this and today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, no, we don't have it all figured out.
Well, hence the title, Off-Road Spirituality.
Mm-hmm, exactly right. There's a path that we're all on, mm-hmm. whether we recognize it or not.
Right.
And it's not linear. It is filled with boulders and potholes and mud.
And you're going to need someone to get the chain to drag you out when you get stuck in it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right. Somebody drag me out of this.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And so, you know, we are here for all of it. Like we want to recognize that everybody's path is different. And that's why we want to have such a broad range of conversations mm-hmm. with each other and with guests.
Yeah.
Because what might land for one person and resonates for one person might not for the next.
Yeah.
But you know, that's why we have different set of semantics for different things. And because the spiritual path is accessible to anyone who decides to go down that road.
And never linear. That is so important, mm-hmm. I think, to underscore. And like Lisa said, we'll probably get into it at some point. But it's interesting, the last year has been tough. Just, you know, we've both gone through our own stuff and, you know, still kept going, right? And not gotten discouraged by, you know, maybe a little backtracking, because that's what happens sometimes, two steps forward, one step back. But we are here for it. We're here for you. We're here for all of it. We're a great example of, listen, we're in the shit too, man. We don't have it together. We do not have our shit together. Like we're figuring it out just like everyone else is, just like you are. And our chakras are not always in balance and perfectly aligned.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that so true. Lisa, do you want to tell people where they can find us and you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, Loria and I are really hoping to build a community here on Off-Road Spirituality. So if you have any ideas on topics you want to hear, if you feel like you have something to share with our audiences and you want to come on the podcast and chat with us, oh my gosh,
absolutely.
I'm just stoked at even thinking about the concept. Please reach out to us. We really, really want to hear from you. You can drop us a line at offroadspirituality.com. And that's
our skeletal website.
It'll be beautiful in a moment.
It's going to be beautiful.
But you could drop us a line there. You can find me specifically on my website at lisameckler.com, or you can find me on Instagram. My handle there is @pocket_yogi. And Loria, where can people find you?
So my website is loriatweedy.com. Instagram is @loriatweedy. TikTok is @loriatweedy. And we would be fired up to hear from you. Any suggestions, any questions, anything we can do to offer support, we're in it, we're here for it, and we can't wait to hear from all of you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us today on Off-Road Spirituality. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.